I think most baseball fans have been to a baseball game in their life, right? They've seen it in person. They love the Cubs or the Sox. They go to the game. I feel that same way about football or hockey or whatever sport you love. There's a lot of opportunities around our area to go. I would say the one sport where probably the people that even love the sport the most have never seen it in person is probably golf. There's just not a ton of tournaments. And people are often like, well, how do I get to it? How do I go? So when there's a golf tournament in our backyard, as a golf fan myself and someone who's been to tournaments and seen how cool and different it is than on TV and to be a part of it, I got to get someone on to talk about it. And today, that's Chris Montagano, who is the tournament director of the NV5 Invitational coming up at the end of the month. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Do you buy my argument at the beginning that even people that love golf have never been to a golf tournament?
You know, you're probably right. It's you can kind of compare it to like watching your favorite band. You know, sometimes it's not always in your city, but you might have to travel to find it. But, you know, it's Chicago's a great golf city, and being a part of the Western Golf Association, we're excited to have the staple up on the North Shore and bring it back for the seventh year this year.
7 years, turning to the Glen Club. You got quite a list of champions. Boy, it helps that the first one started with the world number one now being your champion. That gives it some extra legitimacy, right?
Yeah, it becomes a little bit easier. I mean, people always ask, you know, what's the Korn Ferry Tour? And it's the development to the developmental tour for the PGA Tour. It's what they call the path to the PGA Tour. The story becomes a little bit easier to tell when you can say that back in 2019, a guy like Scottie Scheffler won his first professional event right in Glenview. So people, even if you're not a golfer, I think you know who Scottie is nowadays, and it certainly helps the cause as we try to promote the event.
This next sentence that I'm reading just doesn't make sense to me. The tickets are complimentary general admission tickets.
Yeah, we're very excited. Yeah. We announced it about a month ago, actually, about a month ago today. We have a new partnership with the Big Ten Network. They're going to be sponsoring general admission to the tournament. So, we're excited that families, friends, golf fans alike can all come out and enjoy the tournament at no cost. We do have some upgraded options, but general admission is complimentary. So, we're asking people to claim those tickets on our website, nv5invitational.com/tickets. Free tickets. So come on out and enjoy some great golf.
I was lucky enough to go to the U.S. Open years and years ago when Jim Furyk won. That was my first ever golf tournament. It was Olympia Fields, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure, yeah,
but,
correct.
And it really kind of changed my eyes on my love of golf. I wasn't the biggest fan yet, but I certainly became one that day. Paint a picture of what it's like to be at the course on the day of an event. I mean, you walk in and it becomes very clear that it's not a music festival, but it has some festival-like atmosphere to it. The vibes are just amazing.
Yeah, I think one of the things is being able to see these guys up close and personal, whether you watch them on the driving range or you follow them around the golf course. I think being on site helps you see things a little bit differently than you can on TV. I think one of the big examples is, you know, when you watch the Masters and then you have a chance to go to the Masters, you know, people say, hey, you know, the TV doesn't do it justice. You know, how the golf course is, the slopes and the greens, the slopes and the fairways, how big or small the fairways might be, things of that nature. But also the on-site experience that, specifically that we're trying to create is really a family-friendly opportunity to come out and watch some great golf. Saturday and Sunday of tournament week, we're going to have Discover Golf, which is a junior golf instruction company based out of Lake Forest. They're going to be on site doing some golf instruction for junior golfers, again, Saturday and Sunday. But, also just an opportunity to see these guys up close and personal. We talked about music festivals earlier, concerts, and I like to say that, the Korn Ferry Tour is like seeing the band before they were big.
Yeah.
It's you might not know who these guys are right now, but you certainly will in a few years. I mean, a lot of big names have gotten their start. You know, we mentioned Scottie, guys like Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, like all these guys started, here at the Korn Ferry Tour. Down at the John Deere last year, everybody's talking about Max Homa starting to kind of put it together. You know, Max got his start and won just down the road at Ivanhoe a number of years ago. So when the Rust-Oleum Championship was there. So we try to create an experience where you come out and watch these guys. You mentioned the U.S. Open. Crowds are a lot bigger. you know, we'll have some nice crowds out there, but nothing like, you know, 20, 30, 40,000 people a day trying to fight through to watch some of the guys you know now. But it's a great opportunity to see players before they make it to the big stage.
Plus, you get to be at the bar years later and be like, I saw that guy. I was there first. I got it. I saw him live.
Absolutely.
I love it. I know that the general admission tickets are complimentary. That's amazing. NV5Invitational.com. Obviously, you have the cool upgraded ticket venues. You got one on the 17th Green, Cabanas, all the fixins that people maybe you like to spend a couple bucks on and have maybe a more exclusive experience is awesome. But I can't let you go without talking about that this benefits the Great Evans Scholars Foundation. Remind folks what that's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Evans Scholars Foundation is the sole beneficiary of the championship. So all proceeds will go to benefit the Evans Scholars Foundation. So the Evans Scholars Foundation provides full tuition and housing scholarships for deserving caddies. So we have right around 1,200 caddies in college right now at 24 partner universities across the country. So we're coming up 2030 will be the 100th anniversary.
Wow.
of the scholarship that was started by the legendary golfer Chick Evans. So, you know, we're excited. Program continues to grow, but you know, the tournament obviously gives us an opportunity to promote some great golf in the Chicagoland area, but it also allows us to have a platform to promote the Evans Scholars Foundation as well. So very, very proud of that cause.
July 24th to the 27th. That'll be my 41st birthday weekend, so that's where I'll be celebrating. Chris, last question before I let you go. Have you watched Stick?
I have not.
Oh.
It's definitely on the list. You know, I've got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old at home. And getting ready for the tournament. I'm quite busy right now. So it's on the list. But,
good.
Just haven't got around to it, but I've heard good things.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. It continues to be playing right now, so you'll be able to catch up on all of them when you finally have some time. Great stuff, NV5Invitational.com for all the information. And really, what an awesome tournament. It's a great opportunity to see some golf live, spend a day with the family. And Chris, I appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. Have a great night.